listening to the Midwest Punks podcast with Brian and Carl.
Welcome back, Carl.
Yep. It's nice to be back. I know we enjoy coming in the studio and bringing you guys some music and some punk tunes, some new things, old things, a little bit of everything. And we hope you're enjoying the show as well. Check us out on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast, and you can visit our website too at midwestpunks.com. It takes you over to our the Lakeshore Public Radio webpage, which is the station Brian and I work at, and we record out of the Lakeshore Public Radio studios in Northwest Indiana. And so you'll be able to check out previous episodes there and see a little extra stuff. So let's stay connected. And Brian, I know we got a theme for today's show. Sometimes we put in themes, sometimes we just kind of go through our playlists. But today's theme, you had the idea.
Yeah, we're going to do another cover show. Yeah. We did one a while back last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some cool punk covers. And so we opened the show right there with, who was that? That was Less Than Jake?
Yep, Less Than Jake. They were covering Cheap Trick's Surrender.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I think we played Less Than Jake on one of our past, just recent shows too.
Yeah.
Because I had, I can't think of the name of it, but go to the website, go back like two episodes, and it was that one. It was Less Than Jake's song.
Yeah, I remember what song it was for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had, if anybody out there doesn't know who they are, they're a punk band that started around 1992, kind of a ska punk band, but they're from Gainesville, Florida. And I think you brought it up last time, but they had a story that their name came from, they used to practice at the drummer Vinny Fiorello's house, and they had a pet parrot, and they would be playing, and the mother would come in there and yell at them all the time, you're annoying, Jake, stop playing. So they started calling themselves Less Than Jake.
The story I had seen, just less detail, it was like just their pet was named.
Yeah,
I think it actually said it was a dog or something.
Yeah, then it said later that in 2020 he had like came back to do an interview, and somebody brought up the bird thing, and he said no, actually it was a bulldog.
Oh yeah. So but either way, they didn't want to upset the pet, and so they were all Less Than Jake. That's cool though. And they covered Cheap Trick, Surrender. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was actually off of an album that they did back in 2003 called Anthem. I was the U.S. version. It was a bonus track that they did. So
cool. Yeah. Good way to start off the show. So we've done a show in the past with some cool punk covers, plenty of them out there. Some albums even dedicated to just, punk covers. There was the, Newfound Glory has like the whole, I think, one or two albums.
Yeah, a bunch of like 80s kind of songs. And yeah.
And then, good stuff. And then you just found.
The one. We got some songs we'll play later.
Yeah.
But it is the Mutant Pop Records comp. It's 44 Golden Greats, they're calling it. And it's 44 tracks of artists covering Mutant Pop Records artists over the years.
Yeah, some good bands in there too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, we'll get to that later.
Cool. And so, yeah, there's plenty of cool things out there, and sometimes it's some punk covers of like old punk tunes, and sometimes it's punk covers of like songs you might not expect. I know I came across a couple like Britney Spears covers when I was going over stuff, and it was like, I'll pass that though. But I got some good ones too, so I guess we'll keep it going, and so we'll follow up Less Than Jake with one of my favorite bands, Rancid, and
nice.
They covered Sham 69's If the Kids Are United. So that song might sound familiar if you can't.
We played them a while back, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We played it, and then once you hear it, it's one of those songs where you're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rancid covered this song for the Give 'Em the Boot Volume 2 in 1999. I remember having a few of those Give 'Em the Boot albums. They were always like comp albums with a bunch of different artists. I didn't pay attention if all of the songs on this one were cover songs on Volume 2, but all of them are really cool. Rancid has Lars Fredriksson on vocals, which Lars and Tim Armstrong always go back and forth on the vocals. And this one's Lars Fredriksson, so he's got an awesome sound to him. And if you're not familiar with them, Sham 69 was a British punk band, one of the more successful punk bands out of the UK back in the day.
Kind of in the oi genre.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think when we played them before too, we touched on the story behind their name, and it's, again, it's they recounted a little different here and there, but it was that they were on their way to a show or something, and he saw some graffiti on the wall, and it was supposed to say Walton and Hersham 69 is what they think it said, and it was like relating to the soccer team that had just won some league championship or something, but it was so worn off, all they saw was Sham 69, so they just went with that. They released 14 albums between 1978 and 2013, from what I could find, 2015. And they originally released If the Kids Are United on their album The Adventures of the Hersham Boys in 1972. And Hersham's obviously, it's where they're, it's the town or city, whatever it's called over there in the UK. So, but yeah, Rancid's version's pretty cool, and I always get pumped up for some Rancid, so hopefully you do too, and let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go.
That was Rancid covering Sham 69's If the Kids Are United. So, awesome song. And like
very
I said,
good, yeah.
Yeah, Lars Fredriksson can really belt it out there. And he's got a couple side bands that we've played on here before, too. And he's nobody sounds like him. So,
no.
It's really awesome. But yeah. And if you get a chance, check out the Give 'Em the Boot Volume 2, which is what that song's from. And I forget how many volumes of there that of that. Give them the boot there is, but they're all pretty cool, and I remember picking those up at a CD store back in the day, like when those actually existed. You walk into it was over here in Northwest Indiana, it was called Coconuts. I don't know what that
Coconut
whole,
Records yeah.
Yeah, and I remember walking in there and saw this in the little case thing, and I was like, heck yeah. So I see some of the names on the album, so check those out for sure. I'll hand it back over to you, Brian. What do you got next?
I'm going to play it's a fairly popular one. This is a Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the cover of Beat It.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's Beat It. But yeah, if anybody out there know who Fall Out Boy is, they're a punk emo band formed in Wilmette, Illinois.
Yep.
A suburb of Chicago
Midwest
here.
Punk, yep.
And, yep, in Midwest for sure. Yeah, they started around 2001. The band cites artists like the Get Up Kids, Newfound Glory, Green Day, Misfits, Ramones, Metallica, Gorilla Biscuits as influences. Mm-hmm. And this is their version of the song Beat It, originally performed by Michael Jackson, if you're not familiar with
another Midwest person there too. Uh-huh. So. House is right up the road that he grew up in.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yep.
Gary, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Gary. Mm-hmm. It's not too far.
But yeah, the studio version of this was digitally released on March 25th, 2008 by Island Records, and it's the only single from the band's first live album, Live in Phoenix, in 2008. The song featured guitar solo by John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not in like the video if you watch it. You won't see him at all, but he's actually the one who plays the guitar solo at like 2 minutes and 30 seconds he starts. But the original was played by, I believe it was Eddie Van Halen performed on the original from
like when
the original
Jackson
Beat It. Yeah, originally. So the guitar solo in that with him. Huh. So it's kind of cool that they got a different artist to do
it. Yeah. I know John Mayer gets a lot of hate, but I know he's a really talented guy. And
for
he's
sure.
kind of like a meme. Yeah. In a meme kind of way, he gets like a lot of hate, but I think he's talented and everything. So
yeah, good for him. Guy can play, that's sure.
Yeah, but and I can't. So yeah, who am I to talk?
Yeah, we're not gonna bash him. But yeah, this song actually made it to number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100 and reached number 21 on the defunct Billboard Pop 100 chart.
Okay.
Also, charting internationally. Not sure what they made it to number wise, but they have since regularly incorporated this song into their list. They usually when they play shows.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, this is one of those ones that would change it up and get the crowd going.
But yeah, ironically, the song was actually released exactly 1 year before he passed away, Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
So, 2009. But, yeah, it's a pretty good version, I'd say.
Cool.
And,
I haven't heard it, so I'm, like I said, I know John Mayer can play, and Fall Out Boy usually, didn't they just redo, I think Fall Out Boy just did a Bohemian Rhapsody? Were they the band that did Bohemian Rhapsody?
It's possible.
Yeah, I'll look at that while the song's playing. But I think they did. I mean, that one, it's like
the next cover show. We'll have to find
it. Yeah. But even that one, I'm like, they did good, but it's like you can't replace Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Way.
So then
you
have a grudge listening to it anyways. but yeah, cool. Well, let's hear Beat It.
All right, here we go.
Let's see.
That was Fall Out Boy with Beat It, covering Michael Jackson's
Beat
It.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that.
Little John Mayer in there.
Yeah, that solo is pretty. That'd be cool to kind of listen to that compared to the Van Halen one, see how they.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody's got their own style and stuff like that. So that'd be kind of. I know John Mayer's kind of bluesy guitarist mm-hmm. guy. So, but no, that was pretty good. And I looked it up. The Queen Bohemian Rhapsody cover is Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay.
So that was them. Yeah. So, and like I said, I mean, not like they did a bad job, but you just, if you know Freddie Mercury and Queen, you're like, you shouldn't have touched that. Somebody should have smacked their hand when they reached for that cookie in the cookie jar. All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's keep it going. So,
yeah, what do you got next here?
Little Wagon Wheel, that song, if you're probably familiar with it, but Against Me, the band covered it. And that Wagon Wheel song is one, again, if you're, you know, you might recognize it when you hear it, but a lot of people associate Wagon Wheel with Darius Rucker from mm-hmm. Hootie and the Blowfish. And it's always bugged me because he's not the original artist who did it. It was co-written, like Bob Dylan wrote the tracks for it at some point and just never added words to it. And Ketch Sakor from Old Crow Medicine Show.
Gotcha.
Wrote some lyrics to it at one point, like talked with Dylan about it. They split the rights. They agreed to co-ownership. So it's technically it's co-written by Bob Dylan and Ketch Sakor from Old Crow Medicine Show, which Old Crow Medicine Show is really cool too. If you haven't, I don't know if I played them on the show, but I they're a really awesome band to listen to. Good bonfire music for this spring and summer, and you're out sitting around a bonfire, put on some Old Crow Medicine Show. And their version of this song is still my favorite by far. But so many people think it's Darius Rucker, mm-hmm. and so it's like his is actually a cover. And now this is the cover that Against Me recorded for, it was Protect, a benefit for the National Association to Protect Children. So it was a charity record put together by Fat Records. Cool. In 2005. So Fat Records put together this benefit to raise money for the Protect the Children Foundation. And so Against Me recorded Wagon Wheel on it. And another interesting fact from this was that Dylan recorded the chorus to it in 1973, and Sakor from Old Crow Medicine Show added the lyrics to it, the verses, 25 years later.
Wow.
So a little bit of a gap there, but the song finally came together, and it's a really popular one. It's one also.
Had to make sure it was perfect.
Yeah, exactly. You had to let it, it's like, you know, wine or something, or some, you had to let it sit there. And then something else was Sakor admitted that he had his geography wrong, and in the song they say they're heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. But you'd actually have to go east to go to Johnson City, Tennessee from the Cumberland Gap. So he said he got some geography wrong, but he still sings it the other way because he just wanted the word west in there. Thinks west is more powerful than east, and I guess just kind of, you know, fit in the song better. So if you're listening to the song and you're in the Cumberland Gap, you have to go east to Johnson City, Tennessee.
Don't get lost.
Yeah, do not go west.
Of our show.
Yep,
thanks.
Exactly. So just throwing that out there. But no, I thought this was pretty, I hadn't heard this before. So in that album, I'm going to check out the rest of it, the Protect, a benefit for the National Association to Protect Children. I'm going to check that out. It was released in 2005, so this song's been out there for a while, but I thought this was a pretty good cover.
Cool,
so
yeah, to check that album out,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, here we go.
Heading down south, the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way in the North Carolina. Staring up the road, pray to God I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. All North Country winners keep forgetting me. Now I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Walking to the south, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap, Johnson City, Tennessee. Oh, I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
So that was Wagon Wheel, covered by Against Me. So we played some Against Me on the show before. Awesome band, and a lot of cool stuff that they stand for too. And this was part of that Protect the Children album that was put on by Fat Records. So check that out too. And
yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and definitely that's some, you know, good cause to look into. I'm sure that they still need support too. So when you listen to that, then follow that up and check out the organization and everything that they're doing. So I will turn it back to you, Brian. You got something else in mind?
Yeah, I want to go with the Boston's.
Okay, yeah, we just played them recently too, because they just dropped a new album. Or I think they just dropped a couple singles. I don't remember when the new album came out.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a whole album coming with them?
Yeah, they were doing doing a whole one. I think they just released one or two singles because they're on Hellcat Records.
Yeah, there was that one that had that crazy like parade thing.
Yeah, the parade of like 70 different artists in it, which was really cool, but we could not play the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, Boston's keeping it going.
Yeah, they, if anybody out there doesn't know who they are, they're a ska band from Boston, Massachusetts that started around 1983. They are often credited for being one of the first bands in the genre of ska punk and a big influence in creating the subgenre of ska core, mixing elements of ska with hardcore punk. After the release of their 1989 debut, Devil's Night Out, they made a heavy push to tour and record through the 90s, and they became a major player in the third wave of ska scene. And well, they were one of the first bands really to popularize the genre in the, the mainstream.
Yeah.
But,
and they're still doing it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. They're, this version I found actually, they're covering a Van Halen song. So back to,
cool. Yeah.
Van Halen again. So it kind of ties together here. but Ain't Talking About Love, if you're familiar with that song.
But, I'm sure I've heard it. My dad was a big Van Halen and all those guys back in the day, so I'm sure I've heard it.
Yeah, yeah. Once you hear it, I'm sure you'll know what it is. But the song, there's an interesting fact about this, is that Eddie Van Halen wrote the song, and he didn't consider it good enough to show his bandmates until about a year later. And when he did, he said it was supposed to be a punk parody, a stupid thing to us, just two chords, and it didn't end up sounding punk at all, but that was the intention. So
cool.
I think it's funny that a punk band is covering that after reading that fact. Made it
full circle.
Yeah, right.
Cool, man. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, like you said, they've been playing since 1983. So a lot of music out there to check them out. But let's hear their cover of Ain't Talking About Love, which, like we said, originally a Van Halen song. So
all right.
Let's hear it.
Let's give it a listen. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with Ain't Talking About Love, Van Halen song covering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely different than the Van Halen version because I do recognize it. But but still awesome that, like you had said, it was supposed to be a punk song. Originally is what he recorded it or wrote it as. And disappointed it didn't turn out that way for him, but Boss Tones helped him out.
There you go.
So, yeah. Cool, man. Well, sticking with the ska thing, kind of. So the Interrupters, we played them on the show a few times, and they're, you know, ska, punkish, I guess you would call them. They're on Hellcat Records. Tim Armstrong, it's like they're his like favorite band or main band that he promotes with the record label, probably most successful band, I think. And I really enjoy their music, and I've seen them live once or twice, and they put on a good show. But they covered "Get Down, Moses" by Joe Strummer.
Nice.
And the Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. So the song was originally released on the Streetcore album. That was the name of the album from Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. And that album was actually completed after Joe died, and it was released in 2003. So Joe Strummer, if you're trying to figure out where you know that name from, he's one of the punk rock godfathers that we always talk about. Mm-hmm. I think I always see different memes and quotes associated to him, you know, what punk is and things like that. He's obviously famous for being the lead singer of The Clash, and he played with the Latino Rockabilly War, which I hadn't heard of, which sounds pretty cool. I'm going to have to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 101ers, And then the Mescaleros. And he also sang, which I think we touched on one of the times we played them, but he also was the front man for the Pogues for a while. When they were having some issues Shane McGowan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's done a lot of solo stuff too. But the Interrupters covered this song, Get Down Moses. It was part of a song for Joe, which was celebrating the birthday of Joe Strummer. I remember watching that it was a Facebook Live kind of thing that they did. It was a live stream event, August 21st, 2020. And it benefited Save Our Stages, which is like a movement that's, they're still obviously needing help too, but they were benefiting independent live event venues and promoters, you know, so everything mm-hmm. canceled after COVID and some of these venues were getting close to having to shut down. So some of these artists came together and raised some money for them. So check that out too. But yeah, I really dug this cover. Thought it was pretty cool. Interrupters have an awesome sound and let's check it out.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
thank you for all the incredible music.
Little extra message there from the Interrupters. So, again, that was the Interrupters with Get Down Moses, a cover of the Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros song. And that was part of a song for Joe, which was celebrating his birthday and also raising money for the Save Our Stages, trying to help out the live venues and stuff. And I know that they're still struggling. You know, things are starting to kind of come back up. I'm seeing some shows getting posted and, you know, smaller shows. I had some tickets for Rage Against the Machine in Wisconsin, and that's been postponed to next year already.
They're still honoring the show?
They are, but I'm probably going to opt for a refund. I'm not going to. It's been like 2.5 years. I'm not going to keep going. Who knows what's going to happen? I'll give my money back. But anyways, so yeah, I don't know. I thought that was a cool cover and awesome to bring up Joe Strummer anytime too. So I'll throw it back to you, Brian. What do you got next on your list?
All right, I got a song from a little odd one here. This is a song from the punk rock karaoke guys.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're not familiar with them, they're the punk rock karaoke. They have a website. You can go check them out and see their YouTube page and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they consider themselves the original deal since 1996. That's mm-hmm. kind of their tagline. But basically, at shows, when shows exist, you know, when we're back to them again,
mm-hmm.
They have people, I guess, sign up. I've never been. I've never seen this actually in action. But mm-hmm. it sounds like they have people sign up to pick a song and kind of like you would a karaoke event, but they have live artists that are playing behind you. So you know, it's they call your name up on stage and you basically go up there and sing along. You're in a punk band.
Nice.
But yeah, the regular members that include Greg Heston from Bad Religion and Circle Jerks.
Cool. Yeah.
He does guitar vocals. Stan Lee from the Dickies, he's on guitar. Randy Bradbury from Pennywise, bass and vocals. Mm-hmm. Darren Pfeiffer, Goldfinger, drums and vocals, and then the late Steve Soto was from the Adolescents, Agent Orange, 22 Jacks. He was doing bass and vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric Melvin, also from NoFX, is in there.
Cool.
And then there's a whole list of people that have kind of guest starred with them. But
nice.
Yeah, check them out. Pretty cool. A lot of these are fun, you know, people coming on, and they seem to do a pretty good job.
I'd say that'd be pretty crazy to just go up on stage with these guys. And I suck, but I just want to be on stage with you guys.
Yeah, I wonder how you get on the list. You know, just anybody, like randomly chosen, or you got to like get through a vetting process.
This could turn into like the American Idol of punk stuff, you know, at some point where you're playing and the crowd's got to, you know, approve you and stuff.
Yeah. Well, since the pandemic started, they've been doing some remote, they call it Corona-oki recordings with artists and celebrities. So I found the latest one that they put up, popped up in one of my feeds, and it is Will Wheaton from Star Trek and Big Bang Theory and I'm sure other things he's been in.
The Family Guy reference where Stewie said, Will Wheaton?
Wheaton?
First thing I thought of.
Yeah. And he's covering the Dead Kennedys police truck.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
So we're going to have some bleeping to do in this one. So
yeah, it's all right. I'm sure nobody minds. Short.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well,
let's check it out.
Late shift, no need to fear, and ride, ride. dresses are kicking the ass. Let's beat your blues, we should get in your pants. Don't move, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so say hey, I'm not. And ride, ride, how we ride. Let's ride, low ride. The left newspapers might whine a bit, but the guys at the station, they don't give an issue. Dispatch calls, are you doing something wicked? No siree, Jack, we're just giving tickets. And ride, ride, how we ride. And ride, ride, how we ride. And ride, ride, how we ride. Let's ride, low ride.
All right, that was Will Wheaton covering Police Truck by the Dead Kennedys alongside the Punk Rock Karaoke guys.
Sounded pretty good, I thought. So
yeah, check out Punk Rock Karaoke. They got some really good covers.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd love you to check that out. And then see how do you get up on stage with those guys when it starts back up. So
right.
That'd be crazy. But
so you got one more on your list there?
Yeah, I got another one on my list. And then and we got some time left. I think we're going to be able to squeeze them all in. So... next on my list, good old-fashioned Social Distortion with Ring of Fire. So obviously familiar with the song Ring of Fire from Johnny Cash, probably. Originally, though, the song was written by his wife, June Carter Cash. It was recorded by her sister, Anita Carter, in 1963. And then, as the story goes, as soon as Johnny Cash heard it, he was like, I can hear it differently though, and I think it would make the song better adding trumpets or something in it. And he told her, I'm gonna give you a couple months, and if it doesn't take off, I'm gonna do it my way. And then I guess, like I said, most people are familiar with it from Johnny Cash, so his version did take off a little more. He released it on the Ring of Fire, the Best of Johnny Cash album that came out in 1963. And if you're listen to the song, and sometimes when you hear that Ring of Fire, you know, a bunch of stuff can come to mind. But it's actually a song about falling in love, and that's why June Carter Cash had kind of the inspiration to write it after being with Johnny Cash. So she wrote the song Ring of Fire, and Johnny Cash made it popular. So let's hear Ring of Fire by Social Distortion.
All right, here we go.
taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours mate. I pour you like a child, oh, but the fire and wild. I fell in a burning fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher. It burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire.
One more time.
All right, and that was Social Distortion with their cover of Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash song. Mm-hmm. So
it's always fun.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike Ness, singer from Social Distortion, does an awesome kind of raspy, punkish, rockabilly sound. So I always dig their music. And Brian, I know you got two more on your list, something cool to talk about. So I'm going to throw it right over to you. And
all right, yeah, I know we kind of strapped for time here, so... This comp that's coming out or just came out is a 44-track comp released by the Worst Idea Records. It's various artists covering songs from mutant pop records, artists that have played over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The album is currently on Bandcamp. It's where I'm found the songs. Anyway, the album, very impressive lineup of bands, Doc Hopper, The Raging Nathans,
yeah.
Hospital Job, Mikey Erg, Hat Rabbits. None of the songs were previously released, and two of the songs were recorded 20 years ago.
Huh.
The rest were recorded between February and April of 2021.
Wow. Somebody was busy.
Yeah, right.
44 mm-hmm. tracks, and wow, that's crazy.
But yeah, they a lot of the Mutant Pop alumni.
Yeah, yeah, those bands are awesome. I mean, I think we played almost all those guys on the show.
For sure, yeah.
At least once. So really cool artists. Definitely going to check this out. As soon as I get back to my...
Yeah,
it's amazing. As soon as I get back, yeah.
I, a lot of the bands, I don't know a lot of the mutant pop records bands mm-hmm. that are on the list. Some of them stand out to me, but these songs were, I had to go back and listen to like the original versions to see how they did the mm-hmm. difference, you know. But
yeah.
Kind of get you listening to some old Cletus and, you know, Spodey, you know, yeah. weird bands that heard of in a long time.
Cool.
But, yeah, so we're going to start off. The first band that I wanted to play was the Raging Nathans, cool. a band we played on yep. here before.
For sure.
If you're not familiar with them, they're from Dayton, Ohio, and they've been around recording since about 2012. According to Discogs, they have 4 studio albums and 13 singles and EPs.
Cool.
The song that they're covering is Brenda's Got a Devil's Lock, originally by the band Spodey.
Okay. Sounds cool, man. Let's check them out.
All right.
Raging Nathans.
Here we go.
Let you hang around.
That was the Raging Nathans with Brenda's Got a Devil's Lock, originally by the band Spodey.
Awesome. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I dug it, and their sound's always awesome, and they got some good music, too. So, like we said, we played them on the show a few times, and they played on Live from the Rock Room and things like that. So, definitely worth checking out the Raging Nathans if you haven't. And you got another song on this from this
one
lineup.
Left.
Yep.
So this kind of wraps everything up for us here, but I know it's a band that you're a huge fan of, Mikey Erg.
Yep.
And
yep,
the Ergs usually. If anybody out there doesn't know who Mikey Erg is, we've played him a few times before. He does a lot of Live from the Rock Room stuff and things like that.
He's got 20 different bands and projects and everything he does. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's played with bands like Dirt Bike Annie, The Dopamines, Parasites, and his band is the Ergs. Yeah. But he's been playing since around 2002.
I think he plays with Doc Hopper, too. Now that
does
he? Said their name. Yeah,
okay.
He's got quite a few things out there. He's on the drums, he's on guitars, he sings,
But yeah, his Discogs page alone, just his solo stuff, says he has 3 albums, 9 singles and EPs, and a few comps and miscellaneous releases.
Yeah, he just released that new album, too, that we played. The last one of the last songs we played from him was from his new album.
It was a solo album, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was his return to punk rock, I think he'd said.
But yeah, the Ergs alone, so that was just his solo stuff. The Ergs alone have 25 releases on their album. So, I mean...
Yeah, he's busy, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff out there. But yeah, if you're a fan or you don't know him, check him out. He's great.
Oh, yeah, definitely. On his YouTube, quick plug, they just did they played the whole, I think it was the whole album live on, just in a studio, just the 3 guys, and they played the whole new album. It was pretty cool.
Good deal.
But with masks on, which I was like, just the 3 of you guys, you
the mask?
Spread out.
Nice.
Yeah, he sung through the mask and it still sounded awesome.
Excellent.
So I don't know, man. It was cool.
Well, this wraps up our episode, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Let's play out with some Mikey Erg and just make sure to follow us on Facebook and check out the website.
It's Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook and MidwestPunks.com, the website.
Yep, and check out some old episodes and give us a listen, reach out, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, definitely. Check out Mikey Erg.
And the song
and check out
play.
This 44 Golden Greats comps covering Mutant Pop Records artists over the years.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
And it's really a great album. And this track is going to be Amy Left Me for Some Emo Guy by the band Cletus.
Sounds good, man.
All right. We'll see you all next time.